This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden blamed former President Donald Trump for blowing up a bipartisan border security agreement. Details from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Hunan and
the likely Republican Party presidential nominee, Donald Trump, is responsible for intimidating Republicans to back away from the bipartisan border security bill, according to President Biden, because Trump would prefer chaos ahead of this November's election.
The Republicans have to decide, who do they serve, Donald Trump or the American people? Are they here to solve problems? Or just weaponize those problems for political purposes.
The $118 billion package also includes aid for Israel and Ukraine. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Biden said on Tuesday there's been movement on a deal to secure the release of Israeli hostages held by Hamas.
There's been a response from the opposition, but from Hamas. But it seems to be a little over the top.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is in the Middle East this week, pushing to advance the Egyptian and Qatari mediated conversations with Palestinian Hamas militants on a deal to free Israeli hostages held in Gaza in exchange for a ceasefire in Gaza. Two ships traveling in Middle East waters have been attacked by suspected Yemen-based Houthi rebel drones. Tuesday's attacks are the latest in the Iranian-backed fighters' campaign of targeting vessels over Israel's war. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S. designated